It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The standoff between Britain and Iran over 15 captured sailors and Marines appears to be coming to an end. Today, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said he has pardoned the British crew who were detained by the Iranians in the northern Persian Gulf last month. In a moment, we'll hear from our correspondent in London. First, we're joined by Gareth Smith. He's a reporter for the Financial Times, and he joins us on the line from Tehran. Hello.
Good morning.
This was a dramatic announcement. Just before Ahmadinejad pardoned the Britons, he said he was giving the Revolutionary Guards who detained them medals.
Yes, that's right. He handed over a medal to the commander of the Revolutionary Guards, whose naval forces captured the 15 back on March 23. And then he made the announcement that he was going to pardon, or Iran was pardoning, the Iranian nation was pardoning the 15 Britons as a present to the British people, he said, on the occasion of Easter and the Jewish Passover. It was well choreographed and, as you say, very dramatic.
In a sense, sort of good theater. He waited about 45 minutes into his press conference before he mentioned it.
Yes, the word was around that something important was going to be said, but I mean, really, we didn't really have a clear idea exactly what he was going to say. There was talk he was going to make an announcement about the nuclear program. Obviously, there was speculation that he was going to say something about the 15. I mean, there have been diplomatic contacts between Britain and Iran in recent days, quiet diplomatic contacts, the kind of diplomatic contacts that actually do make progress and replace the rather megaphone diplomacy of last week.
And there was speculation that the capture of the British group was linked to the fate of Iranian diplomats held in Iraq. Did President Ahmadinejad talk about that?
Well, he said if we wanted to swap Mr. Sharafi, this is Jalal Sharafi, the senior diplomat who was released on, he was released on Monday, he returned to Tehran yesterday. He was released after being kidnapped in Baghdad, apparently by Iraqi special forces. Mr. Ahmadinejad said if we wanted to swap him, we would need to swap him for 1,000 people. So he was again denying that there was any linkage between the case of the Britons and Mr. Sharafi, or indeed with the five Iranian diplomats, Iran says they're diplomats, that America has been detaining in Iraq since January. So Iran, the US, and Britain are all denying there's any linkage between these cases. But, I mean, obviously, it's very difficult to believe that this is all coincidence.
And now that this has had a rather sudden end, presumably more information will come out pretty quickly. But what do you think Iran got out of this confrontation?
Well, I think Iran has demonstrated that it can't be pushed around. I mean, I think that's what the Iranian military has shown has tried to show. Of course, the capture of 15 Britons in a sense is a very small event. It's a chapter in a much longer book, and although this chapter is closed, we are left with the wider problems in Iran's relationship with the West, and particularly the problems over Iran's nuclear program. And Mr. Ahmadinejad reiterated today that Iran has a right to nuclear technology and will go on developing its nuclear program. And that is a message that we're left with, even when these 15 Britons are taken to the airport and go home.
And just briefly, what did he say about how quickly they'll be released?
Well, my understanding is that they're going to be released more or less now. A group of reporters from the press conference is being taken. It's not quite clear yet where they're being taken to, but it seems that they will see the release of the 15. They'll be taken quickly to the airport and flown back to Britain. I talked briefly to the British ambassador, who was clearly extremely busy.
Gareth Smith, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gareth Smith is a reporter for the Financial Times, speaking to us from Tehran.